USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Supreme Court said it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Arguments will take place in late March, and the justices are poised to issue decisions in June as Trump is campaigning for a second term. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. The court will also decide whether the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain 8 years of Trump's tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman who was approached in a park by as many as three youths as she ventured from her New York City campus on the eve of final exams. The arrest of such a young suspect added another tragic element to the slaying of 18-year-old Tessa Majors, a case that has troubled the city and campus leaders. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A veteran American actor has passed on. With the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Actor Danny Aiello is known for supporting roles in many acclaimed movies since the 1970s. He died at a medical facility in New Jersey on Thursday night. In The Godfather Part II, he delivered the famous line, "Michael Corleone says, hello." He also had a notable role in Moonstruck and one in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He said in a CBS interview 4 years ago he shouldn't have won.
Achieving the award, I said, if I got it, how good could it be? That's true.
Why?
Danny Aiello, come on. Backed into acting, never studied a day in his life.
Danny Aiello was 86. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. regulators approved the expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in high-risk patients already taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with sky-high triglycerides, a type of fat in the blood. The Food and Drug Administration allowed its use for a far bigger group of adults with high but less extreme triglyceride levels who have multiple risk factors such as heart disease and diabetes. In patient testing, it reduced risk of potentially deadly complications, including heart attacks and strokes, by over 25%. Heart disease affects an estimated 121 million American adults, causes about 1 in 3 deaths, and costs more than $500 billion annually for treatment, according to the American Heart Association. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.